satisfaction. I said over the sun, of course. I misquoted it. But then I thought to myself, well, how absolutely stupid. Rain doesn't drive clouds. You see, so I was born a critic and a poet at the same moment. Well,
that's unfortunate, though, isn't it?
It's the best thing that could ever happen because it made me throw 9/10 of my stuff away. A 4-page romantic poem written after Keats went into the furnace. I've broken my heart over that more than once. I could have gotten many good laughs. But,
you're wonderful.
Thank you. No one has ever said that before.
You know why I say it? Because you sound just the way I go on in my head. And you're doing it out loud. And isn't I've that... often thought I would sometime, sure. But I never dare.
You see?
But you see, you dare.
You but dare... not right away. You see, I am a physician, and I've practiced a long time, and I've seen many people die. And I've seen them die when they needn't have died. And I know what it means to the family and to those about them. Now, I'm not trying to get maudlin over that, but that happens every day. And it's a good thing if a man has some relief from that. And not only a relief, personal relief, because if an artist is sufficiently accomplished, he brings relief to others quite unsentimentally by presenting to them, putting before them something which they may not understand, but gives them a secret satisfaction. And they look at a work of art. Otherwise, why should we have museums everywhere? And why should the greatness of Greece have been perpetuated and saved by the people, except that it was a tremendously valuable thing and took them out of that thing which is supposed to kill them, frustration, you know, deep frustration, for God's sake. Let's get over that idea and get to work and make things, put them on paper, paint paintings, write poems. That's what culture means, and that's what it means to us, and that's why America should have a culture.
WMFO Medford.
William Carlos Williams, you say that you get
Heartbreaker, God take.
You are tuned into Music Savage Show presents Psych Out. 2 hours of all kinds of psychedelic music. 13th floor elevators right there. Slip inside this house off the Austin, Texas band's 1967 masterpiece of psych rock, Easter Everywhere. Tame Impala up out of that. New Person, Same Old Mistakes off the Australia band's third studio album, Currents, released in 2015. And kicking off the show with great stuff from a South American band called Aqua Turbia. Played you a great one called Heartbreaker, and that is off of their 1970 album, Aqua Turbia Volume 2. All right, let's get back into it. Speaking of masterpieces, hey, here's the Beatles.
Yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and monolith skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. It's marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles, should trip past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the show, waiting to take. The best is in borders with looking glass time. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Turn your eyes around. Look what you saw. Look what you saw. and politics, love is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. Oh,
That's Ryan D. Music Savage Show presents Psych Out. Great stuff from Bugarns right there. Lucy Fernandez, great one from the Brazilian band's 2013 album, As Plantes Que Quieram. Up ahead of that, The Black Angels, Currency from the Austin, Texas band's terrific 2017 album, Death Song. The Strawberry Alarm Clock, doing Incense and Peppermints, title track off of their 1967 album. And speaking of 1967 albums, The Beatles up ahead of that, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from their 1967 classic hit psychedelic album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. All right. I hope you're enjoying this show. I certainly am. Let's get back into it with some more British psych rock. Here's Coolest Shaker.
Thank you. sour. I'm moving to a place where no one knows my name. I miss you, little girl. I hope you miss me just the same. Just the same. Don't open my door to your outside world. Don't open my door. The cold outside world. I'm moving to a place 250 miles away. I miss you, little girl. Hope you miss me just the same. Just the same.
And a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles, I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds. If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
patiently for you. And you'll do just what you choose to do. You know that I could be in love with all my-